I drove him into a Heineken cistern with his remaining of all until the last one.
And how did he react to that?
With a bad grace. He replied, "Stone the Grove, that's very fine for a man on his wedding night."
Who said that, did he?
Those very words.
How he dotes on that little penny. But where are your accomplices?
Hidden in the secret corridor.
Very well, I will conceal myself, then let them enter.
Here we are, now to fetch Tanyi. Where is Tanyi?
Awaiting the signal. Is Baron Grog aware of the object, please?
I understand it is merely to move some person in authority. Harky, all of you!
Oh, what is it now?
Put that horrid thing away!
Yes, put it away!
Whatever you are, I see it too. Understand once and for all, the man who backs out, I cut him in two.
But nobody's dreaming of backing out.
If you want to back out, I cut you in two.
Now, please oblige me by putting that back in its sheath. It's most dangerous, especially when you're excited.
Do for goodness sake, Barnabas, when you get in one of your boots, you're hopeless.
I've said my say. If anyone doesn't like it, they can do the other thing.
There. That's better.
But now, are you sure of your weapons?
Absolutely. Every blade is branded in large type. Sheffield.
And in smaller letters, made in Gerolstein?
Gentlemen, your heart's as true as your blades, I have no fear.
I should cut him in two.
I have a boon to ask.
Your Highness has got to ask.
When you strike, spare his face.
Yes, this would never do to spoil his beauty.
Who spoke?
I.
Who is this? I don't know him.
This is Baron Grog, Papa's envoy, you know, whom you always refuse to see.
I perceive that I was gravely in error. Go post your men. You, Baron Grog, will remain.
Your Highness.
You have frequently, I believe, sought an audience. I grant it to you now.
Now's your chance, Grog, old friend. Find out what's really in her mind. Go to her head, Grog. Go to her head.
Baron, your frank face pleases.
Your Highness,
Frank faces are rare. Yours is absolutely frank.
We will talk, if you please, of His Highness the Prince.
Oh, presently. You know, I've never talked with anybody who interested me in the way you do. It's not so much what you say, it's your unique method of saying it. You say the most startling things, and your face never moves a muscle.
The result of education.
Indeed.
When I was but in my cradle, my father and mother decided that I was destined for diplomacy. In consequence, my baby face assumed an icy mask of sphinx-like ambiguity when I was a child.
Years ago, I presume.
Years ago. If ever my baby face lost, even for an instant, its statesman-like expression of bland inscrutability, I was, saving your presence, spanked by my sainted mother.
Poor little dear. But will you do me a favor?
What is it?
Presently, when the signal is given for the assassination of General Fritz, promise me not to head the attack. You might get some horrible sabre cut across your face.
Very well.
And let the others go in front of you. Now what are you doing? What does that mean?
What means?
That little grimace. It's a barely perceptible movement of the lips. Like this. With anybody else it would mean nothing, but with you it must be a roar of laughter.
Perfectly correct.
You see how well I know you already. But tell me, what was it made you split your sides with mirth in that way?
I'd rather not say.
Well, what was it?
Well, just a moment ago you were concerned for Fritz's beauty. Now you are concerned about mine.
How absurd. But it's that simple. true.
Now, if I wish to draw conclusions...
You mustn't draw conclusions.
No.
Oh.
What
Look.
Is it, Your Highness?
See there, on the floor, a dark red stain. Visitors to the palace are always shown that stain and told that was the spot where Baron Max died. I don't know if the story's true or not, but the porter of the palace gate makes a tidy sum telling people about it.
Thank you.
make up yours.
All in good time.
Why all in good time? Still timid because of my rank, innit? I bet instead of being in this fancy apartment, we were all alone in our own little cottage, you wouldn't hesitate at all.
Yes, it is silly to be afraid.
Heaven be blessed. Thank you.
I've got something to say. In answer polite, I replied, well, all right, but be quick, cause I've not got all day. He was quick with his stick, it is true. Before I knew, I was black and blue. Black and blue, black and blue.
My village.
Have you reason, right?